You are listening to Bedtime Stories for Preschoolers, magical fairy tales to soothe little minds and encourage sweet dreams. Written by Elena Chapman, narrated by Farah D. Copyright 2024 by Elena Chapman. Introduction. Hello, dear listeners. Welcome to the enchanting world of Bedtime Stories for Preschoolers. Magical fairy tales to soothe little minds and encourage sweet dreams. As an author, it brings me immense joy to share these whimsical tales with you and your little ones. In this collection, you'll find a tapestry of stories that celebrate the power of dreams, the magic of self-discovery, the joy of laughter, and the wonder of nature. Each chapter is designed to ignite the imagination of young minds and to create a deeper connection with the world around them. Through the adventures of a determined seed, a curious boy, a laughing llama, and a garden-loving mouse, your children will be whisked away to captivating realms, where the impossible becomes reality. They will learn valuable lessons about perseverance, confidence, friendship, and the importance of caring for our environment. My hope is that these stories will not only entertain and delight, but also inspire your little ones to embrace their own unique talents, to chase their dreams with unwavering determination, and to find the extraordinary in the ordinary. May these tales spark their curiosity, ignite their creativity, and instill in them a lifelong love for the written word. So, gather your little ones, snuggle up, and embark on a journey of enchantment, laughter, and wonder. Let the magic of these bedtime stories transport you and your family to realms where anything is possible. With love and wonder, Elena Chapman. Chapter 1. The Little Seed's Big Dream. Once upon a time, in a lush, vibrant garden, there lived a tiny seed. The seed was no ordinary seed. It had big dreams and aspirations that far exceeded its small size. As the days passed, the seed watched in awe as the other plants and flowers around it grew taller and more magnificent. The tall oak tree, the colorful tulips, and the fragrant roses all seemed to reach for the sky. And the seed couldn't help but wonder,
"What if I could be just like them?"
One day, as the sun peeked through the leaves,
"Sample complete. Ready to continue?"